And now, stay tuned for Tim and the Gang on Maximum Rock and Roll.
You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. My name is Michael from the North Bay, coming to you from the Pacific Northwest, where we are trudging through the darkness of winter. And it's got me in that mood. This is Rabbits from Seattle.
We'll be right back.
Yes, that was Gaytheist from Portland with the song Soap Scum. Before that, we had the band Rabbits doing the same song. That was from their split 12-inch from 2015 called Gay Bits on Good to Die Records. The A-side is all Rabbits, and the last song is Soap Scum, and the B-side is Gaytheist, and they open that side with the song Soap Scum. I'm not sure if they wrote that song together or if that song is a cover of something. If anyone knows, please get in touch and let me know, because it's a dope song. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. I'm kind of miss the sun. We don't get a lot of it up here during the winter months, so we're kind of right in the thick of it, dealing with the cold and the rain and just the kind of murky lifestyle. So it's kind of gotten me in that mood, listening to some darker and heavier music. So I wanted to listen to some sludge tonight. Go through some of my old collection of sludge punk, sludge metal, a little bit of doom, something pretty heavy. This is going to be a pretty thick episode, so if you're ready to get dark, let's do it. This is Men of Porn from San Francisco. We'll be right back. Oof. Yeah, damn. That was Great Falls from Seattle. That was a song, The Accelerationist, off of A Sense of Rest LP. That came out in 2018 on Corpse Flower Records. We started that one off with the band The Men of Porn. That was a song, Fat Trout, from their classic American Style LP from 1999. They're from San Francisco, a legendary doomy band. Dale Crover from the Melvins is actually playing drums on that one. That was a really incredible time for the Bay Area. 1999, Dope Smoker or Jerusalem by Sleep came out that year. Busey Woods by Acid King came out that year. That was a real turning point for dark music out of San Francisco, out of the Bay Area. After that, we had the band Meatwound. That was a song, Fist of God, from their Culero EP that came out last year. They're from Tampa. And then following that, we had the band Kiss, spelled K-H-I-S-S. I think I'm pronouncing that right. Kiss, like hiss, but with a K in the front of it. That was a song called Venom from their Bazaar LP that came out last year. They're from Oakland as well. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. This is a kind of a winter sludge episode, dealing with losing the sun, dealing with the tail end of the cold, which is always the worst. We're kind of getting sick of the darkness. So I started pulling out dark, doomy sludge records that are kind of... It's not really music that'll make you feel better. It's just music that'll keep you company while you feel bad. And we're going to kind of put ourselves through that all night. So this isn't really an episode that's going to ever take its kneecap off your windpipe. Yes, that was the Hometown Heroes. That was the band Sabretooth Zombie with the song Spacemen and Cops from And Your Fathers Are Dead in the Ground. Their LP from 2009 on 12-gauge records. It's a classic. Fuck yeah, Sabretooth Zombie. We started that one off with Pobreza Mental, which means mental poverty. That was the song Death by Arthur, which means despair. They're from New York. And then we continued it with the band Cheap Perfume. That was the song Put the Devil to Bed from their Burn It Down LP that came out last year. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll as we're kind of trudging along through winter, listening to some good doom, some good sledge. I've always been a punk kid ever since I was 13 years old, I think. And I think everybody in my hometown had this sort of resistance to metal. And the older I get, the more I'm kind of embracing it. This is the kind of metal I can swallow. But I don't even know if I would necessarily always call it metal. I think it sort of treads that line. A band like Atheist, I absolutely think is a punk band. A band like Sabretooth Zombie is definitely a hardcore band. I can see where, you know, that fattening up the sound and that thickness can sort of bridge the gap between the two of them. And personally, I just recently got a new fuzz pedal that I'm very, very happy with that I'll recommend to anybody. I got the Pork and Pickle by Wayhuge. That it's essentially a bass version of the Swollen Pickle, but it has a clean blend. So instead of having to pair it with an octaver so that you don't lose any sub, you get to just kind of dial in a bit more of your clean sound so that you can keep your low ends. So I've been really experimenting with a nice, fat, dirty tone. And I think it's kind of working its way into my veins. So we're going to continue that tonight, listening to some good sludge and doom and hardcore. We're going to finish off tonight with a band that just recently had their last show. And we're going to kind of celebrate them at the end of the night. So stick around for that for sure. Continuing right now, we're going to listen to a really incredible band that grew out of one of my favorite bands. This is the band Squalus from Pacifica. This song is called Town Meeting.
Start.
Christ. That was Kowloon Walled City from San Francisco. That was a song, Wrong Side of History, from their Container Ships LP that came out in 2012 off of Brutal Panda Records in Philly. We started that one off with the band Squalus. They're from Pacifica, California. They grew out of the band Giant Squid. They were a really good kind of post-metal sludge band. And Squalus is a bit more... It's a bit darker. I think they're a bit more intense. Giant Squid was a bit more progressive and, I guess, melodic. They didn't really kick you in the ass the way that I feel like Squalus is going. So I'm really excited for what they're going to continue to bring. That was from the Great Fish LP that came out in 2017. After that, we had the legendary band North from Tucson. That was a song, Primal Bloom, from their Light the Way LP from 2016. And then we ended that one with Kowloon Walled City. Once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio as we're kind of digging deeper on this dark winter up here in the Pacific Northwest. It's particularly bad. I've got my winter beard coming in, and I think I'm all over the mic, so I'm sure you can hear it kind of scratching around. But that's what you got to do to make it through the days, I guess.
Thank you for tuning in to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio.
We really enjoy being able to bring you the best DIY punk rock from around the world.
Every week, for free.
If you like what you hear, why not donate to ensure we can keep the music coming to you?
Donating is easy and tax deductible. Just go to our website,
MaximumRockandRoll.com,
and click on the donate button.
For more information about this radio show, check out our website at MaximumRockandRoll.com/radio.
Or email us at radio@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
We are also on Twitter at @MRRRadio.
You can listen and subscribe to the show on your favorite podcast app.
And we appreciate your reviews and ratings.
If you're interested in producing a remote radio show,
email Sam@MaximumRockandRoll.com.
For review and potential play on the show, send 2 copies of vinyl or 1 copy of CD-only release and cassette to
MRR P.O. Box 3852, Oakland, California 94609, U.S. of A.
Maximum Rock and Roll Radio is masterfully edited by Brandy Howe, with support from Sam Robinson, and overseen by Paul Kern.
And we have a clean version of the show available
thanks to the diligent work of John Carnes.
Thank you again for being with me tonight. That is kind of dark and cold evening, listening to dark and cold music. We're going to close out tonight with the band I discovered only maybe a year and a half ago, and they really quickly became one that I had in my rotation consistently. It's a band called Hair Puller from Portland, Oregon. They just recently had their last show, maybe a week or two ago. I understand their bass player is moving up north to Canada, I think, and we all wish her the best. So they're kind of calling it on a couple few years of a really, really incredible, very aggressive, nasty sludge punk. They really kind of treaded that line between doom and sludge metal, but I want to call it sludge punk because I think it had the attack that punk has, even though it definitely had those nasty riffs, they had that energy. And I feel really honored that I got to see them the handful of times that I did. We're going to close out tonight with the first 3 songs off of their old friend LP that came out in 2018 on Adine Records out of Portland. And it's a really, really strong opener to the record. And I really recommend checking them out and finishing it up, because the record ends really strong as well. But I think you'll get a nice taste of what they bring from these first 3 songs. So once again, my name is Michael from the North Bay. You're listening to Maximum Rock and Roll Radio. We're going to start with the song Trash Fed, then move on to the song Old Friends, and then conclude it tonight with the song 2000 Doubts. This is Hair Puller.